Hello.
Hello, this is Cynthia returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Line. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And may I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is him.
Hello, and how may I help you?
I need to apply for my unemployment.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with applying for your unemployment. And let's see. And I'm just getting into the information. Okay, and may I please have your social security number?
416-210-394.
Thank you, and may I have your name?
Dalvin Woods.
And may I have your date of birth?
123-76.
Thank you. And may I have your mother's maiden name?
Lewis. Vicky Lewis.
Thank you. And may I have your driver's license number?
Okay. 6-4-7-5-2-3-4.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government or served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjust readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, and I have the spelling of your first name as Dalvin. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is there a middle initial?
D.
And I have your last name as Woods. Is that correct?
Yes.
And has your name changed or have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And would you like to provide an email address?
Okay, and hold on, I'm gonna look it up. I forgot my ass.
Okay.
D Woods, 1977, gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And that's D Woods, Woods, 1977 at gmail.com.
It's D-E-E,
Oh,
then
D-E-E.
Woods, small d.
Okay, thank you. And may I have a phone number for you?
256-600-5749.
Thank you. That's 256-600-5749.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, just to verify, I have your date of birth as January the 23rd, 1976.
Yes.
And I have your mother's maiden name as Lewis,
Yes.
L-E-W-I-S.
Yes.
And may I have the state your driver's license is for?
Alabama.
Okay, and I have the number as 647-5234.
Yeah.
Okay, and may I have your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And may I have the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And may I have your address?
122 Mulberry Lane, Atala, Alabama.
And that's Mulberry Lane?
Yes.
Okay, and may I have the name of the city again?
Atala.
And may I have the spelling of that?
ATTALLA.
Thank you. And may I have your zip code?
35954.
And may, is this also your mailing address?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 122 Mulberry Lane in Atala, Alabama, 35954.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
ATTALLA.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And may I have your job title? What type of work you did or do?
Backup killer.
I'm sorry?
It's called backup killer.
And what type of work is that?
Porch work.
I'm sorry?
Chicken plant.
Oh, chicken plant. Okay. Thank you. And are you seeking work in the same type of occupation? Are you looking for the same type of work?
I'm looking for any type of work.
Okay. I'm just waiting on it to update. And are you with the union?
Yes.
Okay. And may I have the hall number or the name?
Well, I don't even know the name of that union. You talking about the union that defend you, like when you get in trouble at work? That's what you're talking about, Aunt? Or you talking about the working union?
Yeah, the working union, the one that you that you pay the monthly dues?
Mm-hmm.
Do you pay these?
I was paying the dues, but it wasn't for finding a job. I didn't get a job or nothing. Just like if I got a throwback word, I need somebody to defend me.
Oh, that may be something different, more like a lawyer. I'm not sure what that would be, but the union would be, yeah, that's who would help you, like, find jobs and stuff like that.
No, ma'am. I ain't part of that.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a return to work date?
No.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 50.
Okay. And may I have the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
50 if I had to.
Okay, and may I have the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$10 an hour.
Okay, and are you a corporate officer for a business, meaning are you a president or a vice president for a company?
No.
Do you own your own business or work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? Direct deposit or the state debit card?
State debit card.
Okay. Hey, may I have the name of your last employer?
Cooks Foods.
I'm sorry.
Cooks Foods.
And how are you spelling that?
What a KUCH
Okay,
couch.
thank you. And may I have their phone number?
I do not have a phone number.
Okay, because it's not going to allow me to move forward without their number, without that phone contact information.
So what would I have to do? Call you back?
Yes, if once you get the number, I mean, I don't know if you want to try Googling it, but yeah, it's not going to allow us to move forward without the phone number. And you would, you know, once you call back, we don't save the information, so you would have to start all over again.
Oh, man. Okay.
So did you want to see if you can get it and call us back, or did you want me to wait and see if you're able to get it now?
I just fucking call you back, please.
Okay. All right. No problem. Well, you can give us a call back. Make sure you call back before 5 because after 5, it's not going to allow us to submit any new claims.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks again for calling Alabama Department of Labor. You enjoy the rest of your day.